Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Ciao, this is Fred Film Radio reporting from the Venice International Film Festival. Is Diego Aparicio. I'm here today with Denis Ripamonti, who is the Italian representative of this year's 28 Times Cinema project. 28 Times Cinema, for our industry audiences out there, is a project funded by the European Parliament and specifically the Lux Film Prize team. Denis, hello.
Hi, Diego. Hi, everybody.
How's it going? How are you finding Venice?
I'm doing extremely well. The place is gorgeous, fantastic, and I'm really glad to be part of this jury. So thanks for inviting me to share my opinion about the 28 Times Cinema experience.
You're very welcome. So I was wondering how you heard about the 28 Times Cinema project, and congratulations for being selected.
Thanks. I've heard about it mostly online, because cinemas that are involved in this project, as I am here representing a specific cinema, as 28 Times Cinema is organized by many institutions, and in particular by Europa Cinema, which is an institution that connects all main independent cinemas in Europe, showing European cinema to the audience. And so I'm here to represent one cinema, and this cinema shared with a lot of posts this initiative on its social. So I would advise anybody to follow cinema online, because you can find a lot of initiatives, not just this one, but these two.
And which cinema is it that you're representing, Denis?
I'm representing an important Milanese cinema, which is called Anteo, Palazzo del Cinema. They recently renovated it, so now it's really like a multiplex in the city. We can say it is also a very, very old Italian cinema, and in particular in the Milanese area, in Milan. And like most old screens closed down during the last years, and they have opened this big cinema where there are five, six screens, many screens, and they've given to each screen the name of an ancient screen in Milan which has closed down. So it's like also a memory of the history of cinema in Milan. And they project lots of movies in original language too, so I really like it too. So I'm really glad to represent them here.
That's really beautiful. So it sounds like they're paying tribute to the history.
Yes, absolutely.
The artistic history, let's say. Cool. And what have been your impressions from the Venice atmosphere thus far?
Well, I have already been in Venice, so I was already acquainted with this atmosphere that I like very much. But of course, being part of a jury is a very different experience. You are not free to attend the screenings, but you have the enormous advantage of being invited to many interesting events, because a festival is not just movies projected, but is mostly about a lot of people important from the film industry gathering in one single place. So we had the possibility to speak with directors, with other people who are involved with the cinema, like politicians promoting local film commissions, and we have already met parliamentarians for an award which is given by the European Parliament. So there are a lot of activities that widens our experience with the festival, making it more like an immersive experience, which a festival should be.
Perfect. It sounds like you're having an amazing time. And
yes,
I hear you've already had two jury meetings for the Giornate.
Yes, but
competition.
We are still three movies to watch, so we shall see what we are going to pick up from the selection, which is great so far. So looking forward.
Great. And what has it been like interacting with so many different cultures as part of a multicultural jury?
Well, I have been an Erasmus student, so I have already had the international experience. And like I am among the oldest part of the group, so I am more experienced about meeting different cultures. But the problem with Europe is that the problem or the advantage of Europe is that there are a lot of cultural shades. And the possibility of having one representative from each country allows you, in any case, to have a more detailed understanding of local situations. Like in Erasmus meets a lot of international students, even mostly not European. But with 28 times cinema, the advantage is that you have one from each country, which always is useful to get an idea of what Europe is, actually.
Beautiful. And I know you've watched a lot of films since you arrived in Venice. Was it about a week ago, should we say?
More, I would say so.
Okay.
Around a week.
Wow. So talking about non-giornate films, we'll leave the suspense until your final jury deliberation. Which have been, you know, some films that stand out for you from the rest of the Mostra?
Well, unlikely, I haven't yet seen many films from Orizzonte, but I've managed to watch some movies of the official main selection, which so far I would say is quite disappointing, I would say, because there are big names, but with not so original movies, so I would say that they have tried to have the best selection of directors, but not the best selection of movies, but of course we always expect the best from Venice, and it's not like last year, which was an astonishing selection. But I've seen also great movies like Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story, which is, I think he will manage to get some award, like Best Screenplay or Best Actress. Scarlett Johansson was amazing. So I think there are, in any case, movies that will have a chance also to compete for the great international awards of the winter season Academy Awards, so I'm glad to have the possibility to watch them in the world premiere here in Venice.
I'm sure it must be a very special experience. So talking about the Lux Film Prize initiative, could you tell us more about that and your role as ambassador as part of 28 Times Cinema?
About the Lux Film Prize, which is absolutely an award that should, its knowledge should be spread all around Europe, because it is an initiative of the European Parliament. So it is basically founded and at the same time promoting an idea of Europe that should involve everybody. It is not so well known so far, and the problem is that in general so far we haven't provided enough economic strength and attention to all the cultural aspect of what the European Union is. Everybody knows about Erasmus, but there are other initiatives, and Lux Film Prize is about them, among them. And basically it's very simple. They just select 10 movies, and among those 10 they select 3 movies which are translated in each of the 24 languages, European languages, in order to allow them to be distributed with a stronger, solid distribution. The only problem is that there is also a votation by the European Parliament, which elects the first one, the winner. The problem is that as long as this award is not so well represented as it isn't today, as many parties, many areas of the parliament haven't yet understood the power which is implied in cinema, the political power, not just the artistic power. As long as we don't have many more parties get involved in that activity, we won't manage to have a strong political initiative, which I think the Lux Film Prize should be.
Thank you for expressing.
I'm looking forward to be ambassador for this prize, because we have a political task to accomplish, not just an artistic, or like we have a huge burden to take on our shoulder.
Thank you for expressing those opinions in detail. Thank you so much for being with us here today, Dennis. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Diego.
From Venice Film Festival, this is Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.